弟兄姐妹主安。
Dear brothers, sisters, peace with you.
我们刚刚享用主的饼，主的杯。
We just had Lord's bread and a cup.
我们现在很快的来思想一下，为什么我们每个月的第一个主日，我们都是擘饼聚会，每次常常念一样的经节。
So now let's think about why we always have this Holy Communion service the first Sunday of the month.
我每次都念哥林多前书11:23-29，我们今天就多看两节到31节。
And always read the same Bible verses. And today we're going to read Corinthians 1, chapter 11, but we're going to read two more verses today from
好，我们先念中文，然后再念英文。请我们大家打开圣经。
We read Chinese first and then English.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”换货也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝肉不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此你们中间有好些软弱的、患病的、死的也不少。我们若分辨自己，就不至于受审。
So now in English.For I received from the Lord, delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given the thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread, drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves.Before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if you were all discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment.
我看很多弟兄姐妹都会背这几节章节了，因为每个月都背一次。
Many brothers sisters could remember and recite this verses because we do this every month.
啊，第23节，主告诉我们说，擘饼聚会是主耶稣自己定的圣礼，而是他在他被卖的那最后的一夜。
Verse 23 tells us that the Holy Communion service was set up by Lord, and also he set this up on the night when he was betrayed.
所以这圣礼的权柄是从主来的，时间是在他被卖的那一夜，是一个对主很关键、很重要的最后一夜。
So the sovereignty of the Holy Communion came from Lord on the night. And established on the night when he was betrayed, that's the most critical and important night, and that was the last night.
然后24节、25节， 主把这个饼跟杯拿起来祝谢了以后，他就说，这是我的身体，这是我的血。
Verses 24 and 25 saying that he took the bread and the cup up saying that that is my body and that's my blood.
所以我们知道我们现在桌上的饼跟杯在祷告之后，在我们的信仰心灵里面，这是主的身体，这是主的血，也是主跟我们同在的实际。
And the bread and the cup on the table, after we pray, we should know that that is Christ's body and Christ's blood. And the Lord died for us, and he is with us.
我们当然知道，在十六世纪改教运动的时候，那个带领人慈印里他说，这个饼跟杯只是在纪念性的，跟主的圣体没有什么关系。
So in the 16th century, there was a reformer called Zwingli. According to him, so the bread and the cup had nothing to do with Christ's body.
我们知道，当时慈印里是在对抗非常败坏的天主教的那些神职人员。
So we know that what Zwingli was doing was to fight against the corrupted Catholic clerks at that time.
他们利用这弥撒里的圣体做许多他们自己享受的事情，所以慈印里才这样说。
So those clerks were trying to use the communion service to achieve what they want.Their own desires. That's why Zwingli said the Holy Communion service did not have to do with Christ's body.
所以慈印里的后继者那个加尔文，他就做了一些修正。他说，主是确实跟我们同在的，他是以圣灵的方式跟我们同在。
So Zwingli's successor Calvin made a modification of Zwingli's interpretation, saying that.The Lord is with us, and He's with us in the form of the Holy Spirit.
我们敬重这两位先行的圣徒，改教运动时代的神学家。
So we respect those two saints, the two theologists in the Reform movement.
但我个人相信马太福音26:26所主说的，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
So I personally believe in what is said in Matthew's chapter 26, verse 26. Take, eat it, and this is my body.
所以我们吃喝主圣体的时候，我们要记得纪念主。
So when eat the bread and drink the blood, please remember we do this in remembrance of God.
但是当我们说纪念主的时候，第一个在我们头脑里面跳出来的，我们所想到的是主为我们的罪在十字架上他流血，他舍身，他死亡，他复活。
So we remember Lord, and the first thing that we should think is that our Lord died on the cross for us to redeem our sins, and he resurrected. And we remember our Lord in this way because he died us and he resurrected.
其实这纪念里面还有一个很深的意义。
So in this remembrance of Lord, it has another significant, it has significant meaning.
就是我们在擘饼聚会的时候，我们心中对主有一个思念，我们仰望天上的恩主。
So when we do the Holy Communion, so we remember God, we look up to God.
我们这个是由下往上的一种跟主有交通的聚会，跟我们平常主用他的言语由上往下来教导我们是不同的。
So the Holy Communion service is bottom-up way of communication, which is different from the sermons that teach us using words, which is a top-down way of communication.
一个是由下往上，另一个是由上往下，两个是不同的，但是两个都非常重要，缺乏任何一种，我们的灵命就出问题。
So the first one is bottom up, which refers to the Holy Communion, and the second one is top down, which is the sermons teaching us using words. Those are two ways of worship. They are different, but both of them are very, very important.
所以二十六节他告诉我们说，一边这个是饼，然后这边是杯。当我们知道血已经从身体里面流出的时候，我们主说这是表明我的死。然后我们做这件事情的时候，我们是在等待主的再来，我们跟主再相见的那一日。
So verse 26 tells us that on one side is the cup, on the other is the blood. And when the blood is separated from the body, it means death. So, but also signifies Lord will come back.
那第二十七节非常的重要，我们要特别的看清楚一下，我们或者我们就犯了大罪。第二十七节。
So verse 27 is very important, and if we ignore this, we may make big errors and mistakes.
主说：“不按礼吃喝，就是干犯主的身、主的血，到底是什么礼呀？”
So the Lord said that if we do not eat the bread and drink the cup, eat the bread in an unworthy manner.
所以第二十八节，他就接着告诉我们说，这个礼就是人要自己省察自己，然后才吃喝。
So, so that we should examine ourselves first and then eat bread and drink the cup.
所以我们在吃喝主饼杯的时候，除了我们对主的思念以外，还有一个很重要的事啊，是我们要想想我们自己，我们在这段时间里面，我们做了什么事情对不起主，我们说了什么话伤害了弟兄。
So before we eat the bread, drink the cup, we should examine ourselves. And and also it is very important to think that or to consider whether we have done something or said something that has offended our Lord, or have done something or said something that hurt our brothers and sisters.
我们要自己的好好想想看，我们所做的哪一件事情，说的哪一句话是从我们主新生命来的，哪一件事情是从我们那挥不去那个老的旧我的生命来的。
We should carefully think what we have done or said was from the new life in Christ, and what we have said and done was from the old life that was hard to go away.
所以我们吃喝的时候，我们必须把我们的旧生命跟我们神的新生命，我们两个要分辨清楚。
So therefore, when we eat the bread and drink the cup, so we should try to tell what is the new life given by Lord and what is our old life.
新生命是从主的身而来的，旧生命是从罪而来的。
So the new life comes from the resurrection of Lord, and the old life is from our sins.
当我们发现我们自己有罪的时候，我们是靠我们喝下主的血，这个血代表主的新生命，我们就可以分辨我们什么是从旧生命来的。
So when we discover our sins, we should rely on the cup we drink, which is the blood of Lord. And also signifies life. That tells us the sins are from our old life, and we rely on the cup and the blood to save us, because the cup and blood represents life.
当我们知道我们自己的罪，我们厌恶我们自己的罪的时候，我们不是靠我们自己的能力，靠我们自己的知识去解决，我们是靠我们吃下去主的身体，这身体代表主给我们的力量，代表他给我们的能力去改变我们的罪。我们绝对不是靠着我们自己，我们是靠着从神来的力量，我们是靠着从神来的生命。
So So when we hate our sins, we should rely on Lord's body. Only through Lord's body can we get the strength and the power to change our sinful behaviors. And we cannot solve this based on our own knowledge and ability.
这就是我们为什么要吃饼，要喝杯。
That's why we eat the bread and drink the cup.
因为三十节说，我们中间在我们中间之中，在属灵的生命有太多的软弱，也患了太多的病，甚至我们的灵命睡着了。在三十节很清楚地告诉我们。
So verse 30 tell us that that is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have fallen asleep.
所以我们到主饼杯的时候的面前的时候，我们必须好好的审查自己的生命，然后好好的把自己的新生命跟旧生命分辨出来，因为照着我们意思行，我们就是干犯主的罪，是一个大罪。
So when we come to the bread and the cup, so we should examine ourselves and really distinguish our new life and old life.
而且我们是靠从主来的生命，靠着从主来的力量，我们才可以走稳这个成圣的道路，这样我们就可以逃避神的审判了，在那最后一日。
Only with the life and the strength from the Lord can we live a victorious life. And can we escape from the judgment of the Lord?
好，我们低头，我们有点祷告。
And let's bow and pray.
主，感谢你设立了这圣殿。
Lord, thank you for setting up this holy communion.
感谢你的话语提醒我们。
Thank you for your words to remind us.
我们是该好好的想想自己的旧生命，自己的新生命到底要怎么样来分辨出来。
And tell us how we can distinguish our new life and old life.
我们不愿意再得罪你，更不愿意伤我们的弟兄。
We do not want to offend you, and we do not want to hurt our brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美奉主耶稣之名而求。
Thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们来唱一首歌。
So let's sing another hymn.
靠近十架。
Near the cross.